Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4:30. Long before you knew God, He planned for you to depend entirely on the indwelling Holy Spirit. I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Ezekiel 36:27. The way God works in saints is through the Holy Spirit with resurrection power. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:11. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Romans 8:14-17. You can't witness effectively, pray effectively, or experience living waters without Him. Luke 12:12, Romans 8:26, John 7:37-39. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Don't grieve Him or provoke Him to anger by your sin. Don't quench His leadings in your soul. Be sensitive to His every suggestion, and be ready to obey every gentle prompting. Since the Holy Spirit knows the will of God, don't attempt to do good works or witness without His leading. Don't begin any project or new undertaking or sign any contract without the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:7. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13.